we didn't make enough plays to win.
You think you made a couple more plays?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to see that on film. I mean, I obviously, you know, I thought that there was at least some discussion to be had about a couple of those things. But, you know, I don't make them. I just play by them.
On the chop back, in your interpretation of the rule,
though, I'm not sure I should say much here. I didn't think it was when I saw it. That's all I can say to you is I'm not sure that I thought it was in my interpretation of the rule. But, again, I'm not an expert on that. I wasn't on the field at the time. I'm not sure what they saw. And they called what they called. And you've got to play by.
Coach, on the naked bootleg that Troy Smith ran, you guys didn't seem like you were ready for a run-up on that.
You talking about a naked? You weren't ready for a naked or weren't ready for a run-up?
You weren't ready for the bootleg.
We had a guy there. I think we ended up falling. A guy ended up on the ground there on the edge of the play, and that was really what happened on the container that play. Yeah.
Josh, you
feel
like the chop block call?
I think it was a critical portion of the game. And to take a 14-point lead there in the second half, I think that would have been a big thing in a game that was as tight as this one was for as long as it was. You know, we felt like we had a good play. The design of the play was the right kind of play to call at that area of the field. We thought we would get the response that we got from their secondary. Unfortunately, it didn't work out the way that we had hoped it would.
Anything else? First quarter.
Yeah. Yep. you know, there's not one thing that we can point to and say if we would just do that one thing better, that would really answer all our ills in the first quarter. I think our team is ready to go. I think we make, you know, maybe a few too many mistakes early in the ball game before we settle into the game. And really we've got to focus on trying to just execute and do our job and be, you know, and that's really the answer to a lot of things. If we do our job and play good football, we'll score early in the game. If we don't, then we'll have trouble, and we've continued to find that as this season has progressed.
Is that frustrating from a standpoint?
Yeah, we thought it would be that kind of a game early in the game, try to let him settle in. You know, a guy playing his first game there. We thought it might be more gore early than it normally is, which is hard. But we thought that might be the case. And you know, it was a tight ball game all the way through the first half and then the second half. And you know, had we been able to get off to a better start, I think that might have put a little pressure on him. Would have helped us, you know, had we, that's I think why, in my opinion, it would have been a big swing had we gone up two touchdowns too, because it would have changed a little bit of what they were able to do offensive. I think they ran it 30 some times, and you know, I think when you're behind a couple scores, it may have to change what you do offensively.
Coach, what did you think of the atmosphere of Rutgers Stadium?
I think it was awesome. Everything about this experience was first class. We were treated excellent. By everybody that came in contact with us, you know, the people that hosted us at our hotel, everybody, you know, that we touched or touched us, you know, we're gonna have fond memories of that. I wish the game would have turned out differently, but the atmosphere, the crowd, the stadium, the entire trip, our visit here was first class and well done.
Is there any surprise as to the pro 49ers enthusiasm?
No, I think that was, you know, it was a home game for them on the schedule. It was kind of created with the flag. No, but it was created with the flags and all of that stuff. So I think that, you know, I hope that the people got what they wanted out of it. It was kind of a neat atmosphere. We didn't mind that it was pro San Francisco in that regard. It was just another game for us.
Josh, where do you go back as far as the first quarter struggles, first half struggles? Where do you go back during this 5-week period and say, put your thumb on something to work on to change that?
Well, I think if we try to pinpoint and say we got to run this play, that isn't going to work. I think we've got to acknowledge that we've got there's a lot of things, and we've already done that. You know, we're not going to wait till the bye week to try to, you know, get something done in that regard. It's affecting our team that much. It's a lot of little things, whether it's a 5-yard penalty here, a false start, a missed block, you know, whatever it may be, that's kind of stalling us on some drives. And we've got to be able to find a better solution. Maybe schematically we can do some different things, but I think execution is a big thing. And if we execute things well, as we did, you know, off and on at times during the course of today's game, we can move the ball, and we've got to do that earlier in the game.
I understand you contacted Coach Belichick about last year in the transition of flying over here and dealing with time zones. If somebody was contacting you next year...
That wouldn't change one thing we did.
Okay.
I'd say do the exact same thing we did. I think our players feel fine. We're acclimated to the time change, and I'm glad we did what we did in terms of putting in our work back home and coming over, and we still got to enjoy some of the things over here as well.
What needs to happen to buy your check?
We need to, first of all, we need to stay together, and we need to understand that there's a lot of football left to be played. We still got the chunk of our division still to play in. Five of the six games are coming up after the bye. There's some things we need to address and fix. It might be a longer list than we would have liked at this point, but I think that, look at yourself, look at our team, see where we can improve the quickest. Because again, we're halfway through the season, so this isn't something we can sit here and talk about, maybe developing things over the course of months and months, because we only got 8 weeks left. So we've got to try to do that in a hurry, and try to fix something. There's not going to be a laundry list of things we can pick and choose and try to address during a couple days of practice, but we're going to try to find the ones that may make the biggest difference. They stink, and it's unfortunate. They kind of kicked us out of. We were trying to run the ball early in the game, really try to keep sticking them in there and establish the running game a little bit. And then when you get first and 15s and first and 20s, it becomes tougher to continue to stay with that type of a game plan. And I think that's how it affects our team and myself as a play caller more than anything, is when you're in those situations, you feel obligated to try to make an effort to get it back to second and 10. And sometimes that's not always easy to do. But I know that kind of disrupts the rhythm. You know, you haven't even gotten started and all of a sudden you're backing up, and we've got to continue to preach on that, and we can't continue to hurt ourselves that way.
Do you think Kyle's going back in the game?
He's a tough guy. I mean, that's all I can say about him is I know it hurt. I know he's hurting now. I know he's sore, and that's the kind of competitor he was. I thought he showed great grit and toughness for us today as a leader and a captain of staying in the game, even though I know every time he threw it after that, there was a lot of soreness. So take my hat off to him, and he's got to continue to give us that leadership and toughness from that position.
How about looking at yourself?
Yeah. There's a lot of things I can look at, and I'm not going to sit here and list 100 things yet either. I'm going to take a look at what we're doing as a staff, what I'm doing, anything that I can do better. I'll certainly make the effort to do that. Nobody's happy in that locker room. Nobody's happy at all, including myself and our staff and our players. And, it's not good enough for us, and it's something that we're all going to do everything we can within our power to make it better.